first two lockdowns were quite weird, and now we're myself and a lot of people were kind of done with lockdown after that. And then we got hit with the third wave, which is the worst one so far. We've got a mix of people who were taking it very seriously and some who weren't taking it seriously at all, which I suppose you have everywhere. We're on levels here in Ireland, so we've got on level five, which is so far the highest. The tightest restrictions. The city centre is quite quiet. I'm working, but working from home most of the time. Guard checkpoints, so police are out, but not in force, but just kind of showing a presence. So this is probably the biggest, this most severe wave in terms of all the relevant numbers and hospitalizations and people in intensive care of all the waves so far.
Are you being obliged to wear masks all the time?
Not all the time, but indoors and well in crowded spaces. So, and we're restricted to 5 kilometers from where we live. But there is still quite a bit going on. But this lockdown came right after Christmas. So there was no real kind of opening up. Schools didn't open up. Some businesses are open, but most are closed or still kind of working behind closed doors.
You mentioned that you're still working. So tell me about your work. What kind of things do you do?
I am involved with probably too many projects at the minute. Mainly, I'm the music coordinator at a place called the Learning Hub in Limerick. So there's an educational side with guitar lessons and drums, a junior music program, and a songwriting workshop, and also a recording studio that operates professionally as a social enterprise. So there's recording pieces of music, recording voices, audio primarily, and fair bit, increasing amount of video, but mostly sound, either in the studio or we've gone out to schools or done live events. So doing live sound or recording an event to be kind of posted online afterwards or that kind of thing. So we've got a wide variety of things. And then quite a few other projects, an urban farm project that's in its 4th year, and a couple of other kind of media things as well. So I'm mostly from home, but the hub is closed. So I kind of have been able to go over there because it's within my 5K and I can go over to the studio.
I can see the guitar in the background there. You're obviously a musician. Do you get to play often out in public?
At the moment, no, not at all. But there's a few studio things going on, so you can work remotely back and forth. But in terms of live music, it's completely closed.
Is there anything that's been good about confinement for you, for lockdown? Has there been anything that you've done maybe that you've never done before?
I don't know. I've gotten probably more time to practice piano and guitar and things like that, and to work on pieces of music. Although that was hard, especially at the start of the lockdown, to kind of keep the motivation going. For some reason, myself and a lot of people, a lot of musicians anyways, found that what you thought would have been a kind of a great creative opportunity wasn't really.
Has there been anything positive? I mean, okay, you've had time to create a little bit more and practice and so on, but.
Yeah, it's helping, I suppose, getting into a routine, which is easier said than done. But I kind of getting an early start in the day, working in the morning and early afternoon and finishing on that, whereas before it would have been quite chaotic in terms of a timetable. So I think when I go back, I try to keep to that and limit the late nights, although it kind of comes with the trade.
Is there anything about this last year, the 2020, that you want to see continue?
Probably keeping closer contacts with people and family, especially. So we have a family Zoom every Friday for the last few weeks, which has been good. I think we'll probably keep that going.
Do you think the world's going to be a better place after this is all over?
It probably will. I don't know if you meant politically, but I suppose Donald Trump was probably going to sleepwalk into another term as a US president if it had not been for COVID. Certainly knocked the stuffing out of Bolsonaro in Brazil, I think, to a certain extent. So I think, yeah, the world possibly will be a better place. I think people are connected to nature a lot more. I think people may be getting a bit of a heads up. Climate change, protection of nature, and the pollution agenda is coming increasingly up the news.
You're feeling pretty optimistic about 2021.
2022, I think. I think we'll be fine. 2021 is still up in the air. It really depends on so many things.
Dominic Chappell, thanks very much for speaking to us from Limerick.
You're very welcome.